Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Monday the 24th. Sorry it's been late. Been busy this morning catching up Excel and spreadsheet stuff. Sending some stuff to Chrissy. All sorts going on. Right, some had a decent weekend by the looks of it. I had a good weekend fixed odds. Managed to dig out about the only two nil-nils in trading yesterday afternoon, which gave me a bit of a kick in the pants. But I've got all that sorted now, so I'm swallow it and move on. Well done to people who had a good weekend. There was no real surprise scores, were there, at the weekend, and no horrible draws. As I say, it's a grind. People don't like to hear it, but it is. But more and more of you are coming round to it. Okay, right, where are we at today? I'm a bit all over the place, as per usual. Got more spreadsheets open than I know what to do with. Horses, let's do that. I had a couple of winners yesterday, that was nice as well. Right, what is there today? Sorry, bear with me. I had Chrissy spreadsheets flipping, having a go at me about my sound quality. Right, let's have a little look. We're 2:32. Right, I've got an 8 p.m. at Wolverhampton, Cheeky Rascal, small win and place. 8 p.m. at Wolverhampton, Cheeky Rascal, small win and place. And the 4:10 at 4:10. Bear with me, sorry. 4:10 is at 4:10 at Southall. 4:10 at Southall, Aunt Helen win and place. 4:10 Southall, Aunt Helen win and place. That is the racing. I've got no football. There is next to nothing. There's a few games in Ireland, but nothing of any interest for me. So I've got nothing football wise for you. So it's just that, yeah, just those couple of horses. Right, I know I sound like I'm all over the shop, but yes, I will be back to normal tomorrow. I've just had a few bits to do today, and I'll be catching up again tomorrow afternoon, then Wednesday, Thursday in the office, so it'll all be up to speed. What else have we had? We had boxing, didn't we? Yeah, people asking me about that. Didn't watch it. Doesn't interest me in the slightest. I totally admire the guy who had coming back from mental health, Tyson Fury. It's a fantastic story, but I've never really got the buzz of two people kicking shit out of each other or punching shit out of each other, and people wanting to watch it. I went once to see Ricky Hatton, just to fill in for a guy who had a ticket. Genuinely the worst sporting event I've ever been to in my life. Ricky Hatton at the Manchester City Stadium, Etihad. It is the worst thing I've ever been to in my life. Couldn't see nothing. I was on the pitch about 20 rows back. They looked like matchstick men up there. Didn't really get it. Just, it's not for me. But yes, it was a fantastic achievement. There's something else I wanted to talk about, but it's gone. It really has gone. Got too much in my head at the minute. Lots of stuff in my head for the way forward of things. Anyway, right, I'm going to go because I am just absolute talking garbage, waffling. I know what it was now, but I'd lose my temper if I start that now. I'm just being proven my point on Twitter that people are more interested in what others are doing than themselves doing, but I could go right into one and upset a few people, but no, I'm not going to. Enjoy yourselves. Have a lovely Monday, and I will be back with you on tomorrow morning.